trying to find kid-friendly weekend activities? Or maybe you're looking to pamper your pet? Then head over to CBS Local's Family and Pet section at bestof.cbslocal.com. You'll find recommendations on one-tank road trips and nearby staycations, plus ideas for the best local swim classes and family-friendly hikes. For everything family and pets in your city, visit bestof.cbslocal.com. CBS Local. Local lives here.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Save big at Menards. How big? 11% big. With an 11% rebate on everything, make it warmer. No, 11% warmer. With all water heaters, fireplaces, and insulation. From paint to appliances to the tools to get your job done. There's no end to the possibilities with an 11% rebate on your entire purchase right now at Menards. Hurry in. Offer ends April 18th. Stop in today and save big. 11% big.
Save big money at Menards.
Jake, over here, please.
Yes, sir.
Unreal performance. You just helped Jake's Manchu knock tobacco out of the park.
Well, I wanted to do good, and I tried to do good. I think I did pretty good.
Is it true that Jake's Manchu is non-tobacco, no nicotine, comes in 10 delicious flavors, is USDA certified organic, and can help guys quit dipping tobacco?
Yeah, it's true. I just wanted to go out there and give 110%. It's a group effort.
So, tell me about your home run 10% off promotion.
Yep, for me it's like a hanging curveball. Just go to Jake's Mint Chew and words, home run, and get 10% off of your purchase. Even I can do that.
Well, I don't know about that. Alright, enter home run as the promo code at jakesmintchew.com upon checkout. Got it, quite the performance.
Chew healthy, chew mint, sir.
Outstanding. Everyone loves a home run.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, the Wolves host Utica in the playoffs this Wednesday and Friday night at Allstate Arena. It's a very sad day for the Score family and, of course, the city of Chicago as Doug Buffone passed away today at the age of 71. And because Doug loved Chicago sports and the Chicago sports fans so much, he would still want you to know what's going on today in the sports world, and I'll get you through that quickly. The Bulls host the Bucks in Game 2 tonight at 7 at the United Center. The Blackhawks in Nashville play Game 4 tomorrow at the UC. Scott Darling starts in net. The White Sox host Cleveland tonight. Pregame on the Score starts at 6:35. John Danks opposes Trevor Bauer. Carlos Rodon was added from AAA and will pitch out of the bullpen. And the Cubs are in Pittsburgh this evening with Jake Arrieta facing A.J. Burnett. This scoreboard update brought to you by Lake Forest Graduate School of Management. Tickets for the 2015 Celebrity Roast and Toast of Patrick Manley are on sale now. For more information, visit 670thescore.com/roast. Brought to you by Prairie Organic Spirits, made with respect from seed to glass, and Belvedere Events and Banquets. Book your next event with them. This scoreboard update also brought to you by the Backyard Barbecue Store, your Big Green Egg Superstore in Wilmette. I'm going to close out this update a little bit differently than normal. Back in 2008, I had the privilege of co-hosting the Miller Lite Top Draft Show with Doug once a week, and we would have a different player come through and sit in with us, and we'd be at a local establishment, and those two guys, the Bears player and Doug, would sign a ton of autographs, and it was just a really good opportunity to get to know Doug. I never knew Doug as a football player. I met Doug working here and got to know Doug just as a person. And I can tell you that Doug was easily the not only nicest person I've ever met in this business, but easily the nicest person I've ever met in my life. He was just an absolute sweet man and treated me like he'd known me forever, like a dear, dear friend. A real short clip from one of our Miller Lite Top Draft shows back in 2008. I would ask the football player that would come on, the Bears player, just various dumb questions, non-sports related. And you know, Doug kind of humored me and allowed it to happen. And one of the things I would ask the Bears player is what their favorite movie was. And I asked Doug one night what his favorite movie of all time was, and this is what the conversation led to.
After some of the things that you've had to say during the Miller Lite Top Draft show, and you know, you're going to get on me on that. And
well, just because one answer. I gave you one answer. You asked me the best movie I liked, and I said I like Debbie Does Dallas. To me, that's a culture thing. To me, that's, you know, I grew when I saw that movie.
Well, no,
I didn't mean to tell
that. So, yes. So you grew during Debbie Does Dallas.
That's I'm not saying anymore.
Just get hot in here, or is it? Did you really just say that?
I can't believe I said that.
We're all going to miss you, Doug. We all love you, pal. And our thoughts and prayers are with Doug's family right now.
This hour is brought to you by New Mail Medical Center. Discover the new you, newmailmedical.com.
Oars and Bernstein. Afternoons on the Score.
I never liked training camp at all.
Why would you?
I hate it. My training camp, I'm telling you, I can tell you stories about what we did down there.
Do tell.
I went to Rensselaer, Indiana. Now, in Rensselaer, Indiana is where we had our training camp. I mean, I can tell you, one night, Ross Brubaker was another linebacker, was my roommate. I said, I smell smoke. Those jerks, they started my door on fire.
Oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire.
They burned my door down.
Wait, your dorm room door?
Yeah.
They started on fire.
Fire. It was on fire because we had this battle going on in training camp. So now, you know, I'm not safe. So now I had to put a blanket like an Indian tent, you know, just fall to the floor. And so now anybody can come in and out of my room. So the next night I'm in bed, sleeping. And I'm laying there and I said, uh-oh, there's something on my chest. I look up, ah, I scream. I thought it was a rat. It was a raccoon. They put a raccoon in my room.
Are you serious?
Seriously, because then they put a piece of apple on my chest. I was sleeping. So the raccoon comes in. I give the raccoon a shot right to the chop. Down he goes. Then Brubaker jumps up screaming, raccoon. Well, this rat piece of my ass right away.
Yeah.
He wanted a piece of me. He wanted to fight. I didn't want to fight.
All right.
And I said, I'm getting the hell out of here. So I went out of the room. They hid my car. They come in and got my keys in my car, and they hid it. They hid it in the woods and covered it up all kind of trees. I couldn't find it. I couldn't get out. I couldn't leave. I had to undo all the whole thing and do the whole thing down.
Wait, was this your rookie year?
No, hell no.
Because you can't do that stuff now.
I was no angel. I dismantled George Halas's golf cart, took all the wheels off.
George Halas.
Yeah. Well, everything was kind of weird. And we used to go to the Jasper County Fair. Yeah. We went to this show they put on. And we only lasted 5 minutes. We sat there. The show came on. It was the guy that swallowed frogs. So he'd swallow the frog. We'd all get up and applaud. He swallowed a big frog.
Were you impressed?
Hell yeah. Why do you think I went? I mean, the Jasper County Fair. Please stop yourself. And then we'd go back to town. The one place we liked to go, but there was a big sign. No dogs, no cats, and no bears. They didn't want us to come in here.
Seriously?
So, Matt, I'm telling you the truth here.
Boars and Bernstein.
Are you pato?
Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score.
Doug Buffone has passed away, and it sucks. But there's one nice aspect to having been on the radio for all that time is just the amount of stuff that we have that'll live forever. That we have just soundbite after soundbite and rant after rant, and so much of him has been recorded. There aren't a lot of people about whom you could say that. You know, you see families with elderly relatives when there's sort of a race at the end to get things archived, to find out, to hear some of these stories, to know, to say, you know, Grandma, I never asked you about this or about that. And I know people who have done that with generations trying to record and trying to keep because of the technology at our disposal now. Some, you know, whether it's recipes or stories about the trials and tribulations to be kept in the family. And the great thing about Doug's on-air presence and how real he was on the air is we've got all of it forever.
Something you really don't think about generally until it's too late. The only recording of any kind I have of my mom is an answering message machine, which was her voice answering the phone and saying, we're not home. And that's all we have.
That's what I mean. I know my mother did a lot of it.
A very long time ago, but
she did a lot of it with her relatives with cassettes, where she would sit down with aging aunts and uncles and even with my dad's grandmother and would just talk. She'd essentially interview them. Just to have these archives of hearing about the old country or hearing, you know, their memories that would disappear when they were gone. So Doug just gave it all to you because that's who he was and what he did. You
know, and it was a gift. It was one gift after another.
There's a lot of people who don't enjoy talking about it, yet he had the ability to be a wonderful storyteller, to have lived a life that created such unbelievable stories. The paths that he crossed, the number of people, it's like the guy led a lot of lives packed into those 7 decades.
That show he did with Norm Van Lier was priceless. I mean, it was absolutely priceless. You're talking about two guys who really lived some extraordinary lives.
One of whom was completely crackers, by the way.
Of course he was. Of course he was.
Yeah,
but to hear the two of them arguing and to hear the two of them tell stories and hear them laughing together was really, you know, for some of us of a certain age, we didn't really get to see, maybe you did get to see him play. I didn't really get to see those guys play much, but except near the ends of their careers. But they were heroes in the city. I mean, they were big names in this city, did some really fantastic things as athletes. And to hear them together, it was a lot of fun.
We've been talking a lot, and ever since we got the sad news about Doug's passing. But I think it would be appropriate to open up the phone lines for your thoughts at 312-644-6767. Here's Tom in Oswego on the Score. Tom.
Well, guys, tough day. Yep. Tough day. I never met Doug, but I introduced my son to him over the radio about a couple years ago. But it's like losing a friend. It really is. My son, who played high school football, college football, right after the Bears game, I'd say, Matt, you got to listen to these guys. They analyze the game in such a simple way, but with passion and